From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to wake up.
DJ Infangela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're, you know, they're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
Absolutely. Today is actually Martin Luther King Jr.'s born day, by the way.
The actual one, not when we celebrate it on Monday.
Yes,
so why don't we celebrate it on a Monday and not just on his day every year?
Because it's a holiday that they want you to have off from work.
I need that.
So they always do that.
Yeah, you need that 3-day weekend, baby. You know what I'm saying? You can't have a 3-day weekend if it falls on a Tuesday.
Oh, it's not about his birthday. It's about the 3-day weekend.
It's always about
it's
the commercial success of said holiday.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? How can we make some money off this situation? How can we get some vacation time from this situation?
And shout out to the Brooklyn Nets. They won last night. I was at the Nets game.
And they beat the Celtics?
Yeah, they beat the Celtics last. They blew them out, too.
Okay.
Well,
it wasn't a blowout. It was up 27 at one point. How did it end?
Toward the end, it wasn't a blowout.
Really?
They came back? A little nervous. Yeah, I think it was as close as like 7.
It was up 27, and I turned the game off.
Well, yeah, they won. That's the most important part.
Yeah, they did win.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
They made me the global ambassador of, let me get this title right, Diversity, Inclusion, and Community Engagement. For the Brooklyn Nets, for the Barclays.
Or drop with a clue bomb for Angela Yee for that.
Well, congratulations.
It's the first time they've ever had this position, so I'll be helping them do things in the community in Brooklyn. Because, you know, Brooklyn's a great place to be, and I definitely rep Brooklyn.
That's interesting, because the NBA is already so diverse.
Exactly. So they want to make sure they do a better job as far as getting the players involved in the community and also having their staff be a lot more diverse to reflect that.
Got you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, today is National Bagel Day and National Strawberry Ice Cream Day.
Shut up, man.
How about National Fresh Squeeze Juice Day?
Today's National Fresh Squeeze. I was going to keep going. I was going to ask about National Booch Day. What is Booch?
Y'all kombucha. Worried about the wrong things. Out of everything on this list, the most important one is National Hat Day. You know why? Because I have a receding hairline. Dropping the clues bombs for everybody out there with a receding hairline. Who's not trying to go to Tory Lanez, a safari route, and, you know, get a fake one.
So every day is National Hat Day for you guys.
And when I don't have a haircut, absolutely.
My goodness. Well, Neil Brennan will be joining us.
Our guy, Neil Brennan. You know, we have a quota here on The Breakfast Club, a racial quota to fill.
What does that mean?
You need at least one white person a month on the show.
Stop
it. And we're filling our quota on Martin Luther King's birthday with Neil Brennan this morning. Yes.
Well, so, you know Neil Brennan from...
from that Martin Luther birthday?
The Chappelle Show with Dave Chappelle. You know him as a stand-up comic.
That's right.
He has a, what is it, Three Mics special on...
Three Mics special.
Netflix, and he has a new one out.
Yeah, he's a new one on Netflix now. Comedians of the World, I believe that's it's called.
That's what it's called.
And you know, last week when the whole Surviving R. Kelly thing was going on, you know, Dave Chappelle's Pee on You resurfaced.
Right.
You know, because people were saying, okay, it's not funny anymore in light of... all the new information. And Neil Brennan actually helped write that sketch.
Okay.
So he can speak to that.
What he has to say about that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about the shutdown. Now, I got to travel for the, well, for the second time since this whole shutdown has happened. And we're going to give you some tips because a lot of people from TSA are calling out because they're not getting paid right now. So
I'm going
to tell you
them.
What they're saying you need to do.
Okay. We'll get into all that. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast
Club. Man, Lil Wayne don't talk about a goddamn thing on that song. It's just a good record for the Harlem Shake, too. He don't say, he's not saying nothing.
It sounds good when they do the highlights, too. If you ever watch football, they play the football highlights and play that in the background.
That's what I'm saying. But it's that beat, though. That's that OG Depp.
Mm-hmm. But let's get in some front page news. What are we talking about?
Well, you're not going to do scores or anything?
No, we usually don't do basketball scores to playoff times because so many games.
Okay. All right, well, let's talk about this shutdown. It's 3 weeks into the shutdown, and they're saying if you're going to travel out of Atlanta's airport, they say give yourself 3 hours.
Why?
Oh, my God. More than twice as many TSA agents called out sick. And Monday is a really busy travel day normally, so they said yesterday was absolutely crazy.
Drop on the clues bombs for the TSA agents in Atlanta. Y'all got the right idea.
And also the FAA aviation safety workers also have been sidelined, about 3,300 of them. So now air traffic controllers are also working without pay right now. So it affects than just the TSA. So when you're traveling, you do have to give yourself plenty of time. I mean, in Miami, they had closed one of their concourses over the weekend. In Houston at George Bush Intercontinental Airport, they have staffing issues as well. They had to close the terminal. So just give yourself lots of extra time.
So you said the air traffic controllers aren't working. So what does that mean?
I mean, they are, but they're working without pay.
Of course,
you know what that means.
They can't direct the planes.
So they don't even really care. They just be like, all right, man, y'all out.
Go.
They just salute you. They salute the pilot. Like, dude,
I mean, look,
do.
There's a lot more people calling out sick because they have to figure out other ways to make money, too.
Exactly.
Some people are driving Uber or Lyft. They have mortgages and bills
to
pay.
Understand
That's exactly what it is. Most TSA workers are just calling out because they're working a temp job to make some money. Yeah. And I'm going to be honest, I don't blame any of the TSA workers at this point. Do you realize this is the worst time of year not to be getting a check? People spend money over the holidays.
Yeah, they got
to
get back.
This time of year, you're trying to get money back. Exactly.
Right.
You probably wouldn't red over the holidays.
I mean, it's been almost a month. This is the longest shutdown.
Yes, and today's the 15th. It's bills to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now, this is when your mortgage is late. After the 15th, it's late.
All right, now, Donald Trump, also because of the government shutdown, doesn't have any food to serve people at the White House. And Clemson University football team actually showed up there for their national championship celebration. And this is what happened.
And so I had a choice. Do we have no food for you? Because we have a shutdown. Or do we give you some little quick salads that the first lady will make along with the second lady? They'll make some salads. And I said, you guys aren't into salads. Or do I go out and send out for about 1,000 hamburgers? Burger King, All America companies, Wendy's, and McDonald's. We have Big Macs, we have quarter pounders with cheese, we have everything that I like that you like. And I know no matter what we did, there's nothing you could have that's better than that.
Drop on the clues bombs for Donald Trump.
He couldn't just get it catered from, like...
That's swag, bro.
Something about somebody else.
And then he served it on a silver platter. All right. If South Carolina was a swing state, he would have fed the Clemson Tigers a better quality meal. It's all about politics, baby.
I hope those Filet-O-Fish sandwiches weren't sitting there too long.
That's the worst part of the whole situation. I was sitting there looking at all that food like, I know them fries ain't hot.
Nope.
I know the Filet-O-Fish kind of cold at this point.
But that's what happens when you're three, though. When you do something good at three, your mom takes you to McDonald's, you get a Happy Meal. Not when you're a grown-ass football
Listen,
team.
Donald Trump is the president, what R. Kelly is the celebrity sex tapes. It's going to be so much content for years to come because of that guy.
This guy is crazy.
Okay.
I know Saturday Night Live has to spoof that this weekend.
Y'all acting like that wasn't amazing, but that was amazing.
All right.
That's what I expect the first black president to do. All right.
It would be chicken.
Now, let's talk about the suspect in the Jamie Kloss case. That's Jake Patterson. He's 21 years old. Just to recap the story, he killed Jamie Kloss's parents, James and Denise Kloss, and then kidnapped their 13-year-old daughter, had her hostage for 88 days, and she finally managed to escape. He's facing up to life in prison if he is convicted of the homicide charge. Now, he appeared at a hearing in a video conference, and his bail was set at $5 million. They also ordered that a DNA sample be collected from him. Jamie Kloss did detail things that happened. Now, according to reports, the suspect tried to kidnap her twice previously. The first week, he drove to the house, but he was scared because there were a lot of cars in the driveway. That's what he told investigators. Then a day or two later, he actually came back, saw the lights were on, and people were walking around. So he decided not to go through with the plan to kidnap her. But according to Jamie Kloss, she told investigators she got up to learn why her dog was barking on October 15th. She saw a vehicle coming up the driveway. The suspect then shot and killed her father at the door. That's when her mother and her hid in the bathroom hugging. And that's when Patterson actually broke the bathroom door down, told the mother to put tape over Jamie Kloss's mouth. She was struggling to do so, according to the complaint. He then taped Jamie's mouth himself, bound her by hands and ankles, and then fatally shot her mother. And then after that, when he did bring Jamie Kloss home, whenever he had friends or relatives over, he would make her hide underneath the bed and stack totes and laundry bins around the bed with weights and barbells around them so she couldn't move without him noticing. So he didn't want anybody to know that she was there. He said something bad would happen to her. He would leave her under there for 12 hours at a time. So finally, she did escape.
I was trying not to put this story in my spirit this morning because this is on the front page of the New York Post, but this story absolutely disturbs me for a number of reasons.
It's very disturbing. But one thing, why give him a bond? Why give him a bail? Like, why does he have a bond or bail? Like, yeah, what sense does that make?
No.
And not to compare,
no,
but then I look at Tekashi 6ix9ine, who has no bond, no bail. There's a lot of people that have no bond, no bail, but you give somebody who committed a crime and murder a bond and bail? That's crazy to me.
What disturbs me about this situation the most is that this guy looks like he should be a part of a geek squad at a computer store.
Oh, my goodness.
Like he should be helping to repair your iPhone or something like that.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, call us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Marquise from Philly.
Hey, what's up,
Marquise? What up, Marquise? How are you?
Get it off your chest.
I'm good. I just want to spread a little positivity. I just want people to know that it's never too late for you to pursue what you want to pursue and for you to pursue your dream.
Okay.
All right. Currently, I'm trying to get back into school and all of that stuff, and I had limitations on myself, so.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. Y'all got to stop with that nonsense, okay? It is too late to fulfill some dreams, all right?
Like what?
I mean, NBA, NFL, rap, right? Things that actually matter in the world, it's never too late. But it is some things that it's too late for.
I mean, Charlamagne, I'm going back to school to be an engineer.
There you go. That's what I said. Okay.
It's never too late for that.
That matters.
And look, a little Duval just blew up. How old is he?
No. Duval been out here grinding as a comedian, okay?
But not as an artist.
It's a lot of work, but you can do it, bro.
Duval been putting out a song every year for the past 6 years. Y'all ain't paying no attention.
What school you trying to go to?
I'm probably going to start a community, but I want to end up at Temple. I hear they got a good engineering program.
Oh, they got a great
guy.
My manager actually got his engineering degree from Temple. I don't know why he managed me, but he has an engineering degree. I'm impressed by it.
Yeah.
And Charlamagne, you know, us cancer guys together. We all got to be successful together.
That's right, baby. It's all about getting better.
I meet you 2 days later. You know what I mean?
That's right, baby.
All right, bro. Hello, who's this?
Hey, Envy, what's going on? It's Rick from Brooklyn.
Rick from BK. What's up, Rick?
What's up, Charlamagne? Yeah, this government shutdown is no game, man. This week is my 11th anniversary. The 18th is actually my anniversary.
Congrats.
Here, thank you. And I'm trying to take my wife to Costa Rica this weekend, and we got an early flight. I get out of work late on Thursday night. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to the airport with 4 hours in advance, man.
You better, man. You're in Brooklyn. We're in airport. You got to leave JFK. It's only a 30-minute drive, man.
And plus, Ashley was talking about Atlanta.
I'm not talking about, distance from my house. I'm talking about I work late on Thursday night.
He can't get to the airport 4 hours in advance is what he's saying.
Well, the airport opens up at, I believe, 5 a.m. or something like that. Just make sure your wife is there with the bags at 5.
For that, I'm just talking about getting there with enough time. And you remember that old Living Color skit where they used to say the Jamaicans have 100 jobs?
Yes.
That's one of the times these TSA people wish they had 100 jobs.
Nobody wishes they had to have 100 jobs. I'm sorry.
That was a skit, sir.
I remember it.
1 job, 2 job, 3 job.
He's right, though, because these TSA workers do wish they had other means of income.
Yeah, but they don't want it to have 100. They want one good job and not have to work all the time.
Absolutely. All right, let's go to Fahim. Fahim, good morning.
Good morning, Envy. Good morning, Charlamagne. Good morning, Angela Yee.
What's up, Fahim? How you, sir?
Get it off your chest, bro.
Man, I can't call it going to work. I just want to give a shout out to my fiance and my daughter, my son. Tell them that the struggle ain't going to be longer. We're going to get up out of this. And I want to give a shout out to y'all, man, for always coming through in the morning with that righteous news and not that covered up. You already know how it go, man.
Well, we do a little bit of both. Yeah, we do the ratchet and the righteous.
Yeah, a little ratchet and a righteous. Especially you, Charlamagne. Hey, we got to get on these helmets flavored Cheetos, man. That Donald Trump, boy, that man, they something else with all the helmets in his blood.
See, but we got to stop taking Donald Trump so serious at this point, man. We only got like about a year and a half left. You know what I'm saying? And it's been very comical to watch over the past 4 years.
You ain't never lie.
Morning,
though, I got to get on this clock.
All right,
my
brother.
Well, damn, bye.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Biden.
Get it off your chest.
Yeah, get on the clock, man. 800-585-1051. You need to vent. Hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Lenny Mann.
Lenny Mann.
New Jersey.
All right, Lenny Mann.
Lenny.
Oh, what's up, Lenny? Yeah. Get it off your chest, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I want Charlamagne to stop saying crack ass cracker because it reminds the slave master who he was. The cracker was the man with the whip, so you actually giving him a compliment. When I was away and his relatives having an argument with a white guy, and he said, call me a cracker because it reminds me who I used to be to you. I used to whoop your ass. So when you call him a crack ass cracker, you really giving him a compliment.
Let me tell you something, sir. What that white man did to y'all was a Jedi mind trick called the Eminem and 8 Mile Theory, okay?
It has nothing to do with what he was. That's where the name comes from, Cracker. Cracker gonna get you, because Cracker was the man with the whip. You Cracker the whip. So don't say that.
Hey, well, I'm going to tell you this.
And everything doing that part.
Do white people really get mad at the term Cracker?
I'm going to tell you this.
No, they don't. They applaud it because you remind them who
he was. That is not true.
That is true.
Well, I tell you what. If Cracker don't work, I'm going to tell you what worked. Mayonnaise definitely.
The man with the rip, because the crack of the whip.
Hey, if cracker don't work, mayonnaise definitely works.
Nicole.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nicole. Get it off your chest.
I'm calling. I want to shout out Charlamagne. You got to work on time today.
I did.
It was. I thought I was late.
I got to work on time yesterday. I got to work on time yesterday, and I'm trying to make it again today.
I saw that. Good for you.
People are out. Thank you.
I'm trying to be a good example for you, boo.
Thank you, you know, because I really do need my job. I got to keep it, you know?
I'm letting you know I'm going to be late on Friday.
No, you're not.
No, I ain't even got to work on Friday.
Oh, okay, cool.
Thank you, mama. Trav.
What's up, Envy?
What's up, Trav?
Hi, Trav.
Hey, Eve. What's up, boo?
What up, baby?
Kidding, man. What's up, Char?
What up, sis? How you?
I'm doing good. I got a question, right?
Go.
So, Travis Scott. Yeah, I know y'all saw it came out that he made the NFL basically, like, donate money to a certain cause before he would perform.
Yeah.
So, I just got a question about Meek Mill and how nobody addressed this about Meek Mill. When he first came out and, you know, tried to come at Travis Scott publicly on the internet about him performing for the NFL.
I remember
Meek Mill clearly has a million interviews going around bragging about hanging around with NFL owners. He clearly has a whole clip of people asking him how he felt about the ugly-ass Philadelphia Eagles winning the Super Bowl, luckily, by luck, and how he was so happy and so excited. And the Philadelphia Eagles ran his man's song the entire playoff run. And not one time did anybody from his team denounce it, but he can't be the one.
Well, you know, even when Meek was on the Breakfast Club, I asked him, I said, do you know you ever talk to the NFL owners about the, you know, blatant blackballing of Colin Kaepernick, you know? And he said he actually didn't.
And so, again, with the Philadelphia Eagles running his song the whole playoffs, he just can't be the one.
So you want him to say, don't run my song.
So that's all I'm saying. But still, drop one of Clues Bonds for me. Yeah, that'd be Bumba his album. I had enough time with it. It's still a classic. 24/7 is my favorite song off of it. So
I'm trying to figure out why. You know, yesterday I got an email from somebody called Dream Corps, and it was asking for financial donations.
That's where Travis Scott's donating the money from the Super Bowl halftime.
Oh, he's giving it to Dream Corps.
Yeah, that's where he's donating.
Got you.
All right.
That's all I wanted.
Thanks, Trav.
I was wondering why they was asking me for money yesterday.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time. Now, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about petty. Find out what Rob Kardashian is now in the middle of.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get into the rumors. Let's talk DMX.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, let's get into it. Now, you guys saw when DMX was on Fix My Life, right?
Yes.
That was a legendary episode. Well, according to Ayanna Van Zandt, she's saying that he's reached out to her and wants to actually do another show, do a makeup interview. So he wants a do-over. He gets out of jail January 27th. He's been there for 10 months for tax evasion. And apparently he contacted his lawyers about the situation to actually get back on the show. He wants to get back on there.
Did he get paid for doing it?
Yeah, of course. I wonder who DMX's lawyers are. Salute to DMX. I've been thinking about him a lot lately. He's been on my spirit.
Yes.
I'm serious. I love DMX. I love his energy. Good dude, just trying to fight his demons like everybody else.
Yes.
I was having a conversation with Swiss about X like a couple months ago.
All right. Well, he gets out soon, January 27th. So today's the 15th. So that's 12 days from
drop
now.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for DMX.
Yeah, shout out to DMX.
I wonder if the government will still be shut down.
What if they don't let you out because the government shut down? What if there's nobody to open the cell?
That would be crazy. Not fair. All right, Selena Gomez, you know she's been off social media for almost 4 months. Well, she has returned to Instagram.
Wow.
Now she posted, "It's been a while since you've heard from me, but I wanted to wish everyone a happy new year and to thank you for your love and support. Last year was definitely a year of self-reflection, challenges, and growth. It's always those challenges which show who you are and what you are capable of overcoming. Trust me, it's not easy, but I am proud of the person I am becoming and look forward to the year ahead. Love you all."
If you're doing that because you're just giving an update to your fans, great. But the last thing you need to do is when you're coming off a situation where you're trying to repair your mental health is go back to social media.
Right, well, it's been almost 4 months, and maybe now she's feeling strong enough.
Yeah, I'm sure she just wanted to say hello to her fans.
And I'm sure she disabled her comments.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Did she?
Well, no, she didn't. Oh, people are leaving comments.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, A Boogie with the Hoodie actually got his first number one album on Billboard.
Congratulations
to him. He sold over 58,000 total album equivalent units.
Congrats to A Boogie.
They say he's got the lowest physical copies ever.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, so.
It definitely makes sense.
He sold 823 physical digital downloads. So everything is really streaming.
It is, yeah. There's no reason to have a hard copy right now.
Yeah, because
really? Pause. I can give you a reason to have a hard copy.
I'm going to human resources, man. That definitely was too aggressive.
All right, now Rob Kardashian, he actually had dinner with Alexis Skye. She was making him a nice dinner, according to her. She was making chicken and baked macaroni and cheese. Now, this is all after Alexis Skye and Blac Chyna allegedly got into an altercation.
Trying to get Rob fat again.
Now, the rumor is that Blac Chyna tried to throw a drink at Alexis Skye, and that's when Alexis Skye and her actually almost got physical. And according to multiple media outlets, there's video as well. You could see Alexis Skye charging at Blac Chyna, but being held back. And
Blac Chyna ain't want no smoke.
Then Alexis Skye got on Instagram. She said the fight broke out after Blac Chyna threw a drink at her and demanded that she get out of her VIP section.
I have no idea who Alexis Skye is.
Yes, she has a child with Fetty Wap.
She's on Love & Hip Hop.
And she actually called into the show before.
I swear the whole time, I'm like, why would she be with Rob? You know who I was thinking about? I was thinking about Justine
Skye. Oh, yes. My goodness.
I'm like, why would Justine be with Rob and Blac Chyna? That don't sound like her.
So it looks like Rob Kardashian's being petty, but he responded, "Me and Alexis known each other for 5 years, so stop with that."
This is so immature. You know why it's so immature?
Why?
Because they don't even have a TV show. If Black and Rob had a TV show, I can understand all of this fighting. You know what I'm saying?
They just being petty.
And then it'd be for the cameras. But they just fighting to be fighting?
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of beef over.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Different things. All right, now.
Rob still fat?
We haven't seen him. We just seen like his, I think we seen like his hand or something.
Seen his hand.
He looks like a big hand.
The chubby hand. And by that diet, I can tell that he's probably
macaroni and cheese.
Fried chicken, macaroni and cheese. She said baked chicken. You know what I'm saying? Some vegetables. Okay.
All right, now let's move on and discuss fire. If you guys remember the fire festival that was supposed to go down in the Bahamas, it didn't end up happening.
Ja Rule's thing.
Yes, it was Ja Rule and Billy McFarlane.
Don't put that on Ja.
Well, he is part. He was one of the co-owners of Fire. And the festival was supposed to happen. As a matter of fact, Ja Rule is still trying to be removed from the $100 million class action lawsuit that he's a defendant of.
Nope. And Ja, we want to know what you think about this. Okay? We want to know exactly what you think at a time like this, Ja.
Billy McFarlane, actually, who's the other founder, was sentenced to 6 years in jail for defrauding investors because the festival never happened. If you guys recall, it was a lot of people that paid a lot of money to go out there and got there, and it was tents set up for them to actually live in, and there was nobody to watch their belongings. There was no stage. The festival never happened. Well, now there's two documentaries about this Fyre Festival. Now, Hulu surprisingly dropped one yesterday, and it's called Fyre Fraud. It actually has exclusive interviews with McFarlane, and here's what that trailer's like.
Fyre Festival was supposed to be the new Coachella, the new Burning Man.
Exclusivity with access to premier talent.
It was going to be an experience bordering on impossible.
What's the worst thing that could possibly happen?
It's a great time to be a con man in America.
Whatever it takes, we are all in, and let's go and make this happen.
Some people have called you a sociopath. How do you respond to that?
He had no response. And that was them interviewing Billy McFarlane. Now, Netflix has Fyre, the greatest party that never happened. And that's actually coming out on Friday. I'm definitely watching that.
Is Ja Rule on either one of these?
I'm sure
he has to be on it.
Because I'm not interested if Ja Rule is on either one of these.
That he has to be. But they're saying that they were asked to cover up early warning signs about the festival. Thank God I didn't go to that.
I need to know what Ja Rule thinks.
Yeah, I was invited to that too. Thank God I didn't go to that too.
I was going to go the second weekend because it was two weekends, and the first weekend it didn't go down, so, you know.
Ja, let us know if you on this or not, because then I won't waste my time watching it. Okay.
If you guys remember, people couldn't even get off the island because they couldn't get a flight to get off. They were just stuck there.
That's right, because mad people went to go see Ja. Drop on the clues bombs for Ja Rule. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all laugh at Ja Rule now, but when the Breakfast Club takes over this boat cruise from Tom Joyner and we start doing ours, and we got Ja Rule as a headliner, watch our old asses be up in there vibing.
Now, okay.
I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee.
It's a game. Like, Ja Rule don't got hits out here in these streets.
We got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Listen, I'm giving you all these updates on what's going on with this government shutdown and how it's affecting travel. If you're planning to go anywhere, imagine it's supposed to snow in a lot of places. So imagine snow mixed with delayed or canceled flights, mixed with
TSA
workers calling out sick. What are you going to do?
We're going to serve McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's at all the airports for everybody that's stranded on a silver platter.
Why ain't get no Chick-fil-A, though? That's what I'm talking about.
Because he's cheap.
Oh. All right. Well, front page news when we come back is the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, tell us about your president.
Well, the government shutdown is disrupting travel, as you already know. And it's supposed to snow over here, and it's been snowing a lot of places. So it's really difficult if you're traveling. They're saying in Atlanta, if you have to go through there, make sure you get there 3 hours early because there's so many delays. So make sure you check and see what those delays are looking like before you even go to the airport. There's been all kinds of issues. Miami actually closed one of its concourses over the weekend. And in Houston at George Bush Intercontinental Airport, they closed a terminal in response to staffing issues. So what they're saying over the past few days, wait times have gone up at peak travel time. So imagine on those really busy travel days how many delays there can be.
I can imagine.
Yes. And actually, if you're in Atlanta, you can check wait times at ATL.com. So
I'm not mad at none of the TSA workers taking off because they probably calling out because they're working temp jobs to make some money because they got bills to pay.
Right. Man, I see people starting GoFundMes because they can't pay their mortgage right now because they haven't been working. And even though they're supposed to get paid later, who knows how long that's going to take and who knows how much longer this shutdown is going to happen.
I'll never forget last week, you know, I'll never forget this guy's face. One of the TSA workers, I asked him, I said, how are you? He goes, I'm here.
Yeah.
He looks so defeated and so distraught.
He was like, just be glad that I'm here, damn it.
They got to figure out how to pay rent, how to pay his car note, his mortgage, his
Then another
power
sister
bills.
That worked at the airport, I said, how are you? She said, I'm good, not getting paid, but I'm here.
Yeah.
Well, when you go to the airport, they said at JFK, they're just playing all kinds of music you might not normally hear over the loudspeakers, like Sicko Mode.
As they should.
They could do that. Just you know what, F it. I'm going to play whatever I want.
Well, who's going to stop them?
I love it. I ain't mad.
Make a little extra money, let people slide some kilos through. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
All right, now, Donald Trump, in the meantime, at the White House, he doesn't have any chefs there, and the Clemson University football team showed up for their national championship celebration, and here's what happened.
So I had a choice. Do we have no food for you because we have a shutdown? Or do we give you some little quick salads that the first lady will make along with the second lady? They'll make some salads. And I said, you guys aren't into salads. Or do I go out and send out for about 1,000 hamburgers? Burger King, all American companies, Wendy's, and McDonald's. We have Big Macs, we have quarter pounders with cheese, we have everything that I like that you like. And I know no matter what we did, there's nothing you could have that's better than that.
I'm telling you, if South Carolina was a swing state, he would have fed the Clemson Tigers a better quality meal. And the fact that he said there's nothing better than that. The salads that the first and second ladies would have made would have been a way healthier option.
than the fast food.
And you know what? The reason the salad might not be good right now, because of the government shutdown, you know, the FDA is furloughed. So imagine there's some high-risk foods that could be contaminated that they're not inspecting.
That's
so
true.
Imagine you try to get a salad and you get sick from that because no one's inspecting that.
I just love the fact that he's explaining this like it's a bright idea. Like a light bulb really went off over his toupee.
He thought it was.
And he knew exactly what needed to be done to feed these football players.
He thought it was.
Put some quarter pounders on a silver platter and boom, here you go. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Donald Trump. That was fly, though. I'm not going to front it. watching all that fast food spread in the White House. Only thing that hurt my heart about that situation was...
He didn't have Chick-fil-A.
He's too cheap for Chick-fil-A. I just knew that the fries couldn't be hot. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like definitely cold fries.
Exactly.
I can't do it.
Like, that's the most disrespectful thing to present somebody cold French fries.
Like, I could eat maybe some cold nuggets.
I'm telling you, man. Donald Trump is the president's what R. Kelly is the celebrity sex tapes. It's going to be so much content for years to come because of that guy.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Now, when we come back, Neil Brennan will be joining us, comedian, one of the writers of the skit on the Chappelle Show.
Well, the Chappelle Show in general.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you know, Neil Brennan and Dave Chappelle were the Chappelle Show.
Correct.
For all intents and purposes. And the Pee on You sketch from Dave Chappelle got a lot of flack yesterday. For the kids that don't remember Pee on You, can we play a little clip of it?
Hold on. He's got to pull it up. He's about to pull it up.
It's a little tinkle.
Wait. Oh, boy. He's looking for it.
Well, he's also a stand-up comic.
Oh, well, never mind. We'll play when we come back.
Yeah.
But Pee on You was a sketch that caught a lot of flack. I think it was in the Surviving R. Kelly documentary.
We have it now.
Okay. Haters wanna hate, lovers wanna love. I don't even
want none of the above. I want to piss on you. Wow, that sounds so Virgo.
It was a different era back then, though, man.
It sounds so crazy right now.
We thought we were clowning on R. Kelly. We weren't thinking about the victims at the time. That's just the truth to the matter. You know what I'm saying? We thought we were clowning on R. Kelly. We weren't even thinking about the victims.
All right. Well, we'll get into Neil Brennan when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
My guy.
Neil Brennan.
Yeah.
Welcome back, sir.
Charlamagne Tha God.
My girl, DJ Envy.
DJ Angela Yee. I'm glad you're here, Neil.
Thank you, buddy.
You're promoting a special Comedians of the World.
Yes.
But that's on Netflix.
Yeah.
We can get to that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, a lot of us have been getting in trouble for old jokes about
him. Yes.
He said a lot of us.
Okay. I've been one of those people. They dig up old tweets with me clowning R. Kelly and whatever.
Yes.
And you were one of the creators of Pee on You by Mr. Dave Chappelle.
Mm-hmm. Haters wanna hate, lovers wanna love. I don't even
want none of the above. I want to piss on you. One of the victims, Lisa Allen, actually called up here and said it was frustrating to watch because she felt like people weren't taking it serious. What are your thoughts?
Charlamagne, great question. First of all, thank you for having me.
Yes.
I know people come to the show to get away from white people. But we're franchising out and we're expanding.
That's right.
All right, I got a lot of thoughts about this. First of all, I don't think people understand what comedy is supposed to do. Like, we will observe things, we'll make fun of things. Advocacy is a new thing. Did people want us to round up a posse and go arrest R. Kelly? Like, what were we supposed to do? Like, Charlie Chaplin made a movie called The Great Dictator, which was about Hitler. It made fun of Hitler. We made fun of R. Kelly. R. Kelly, the idea that we normalized it, R. Kelly wanted to fight Dave.
Yeah.
He literally his goons stepped to Dave.
Whoa.
In Chicago, and Dave's goons intervened, and there was the goons negotiated.
What year was this?
2003.
Were you there?
Yeah.
I went there.
Were you one of the goons?
I was one of the goons. They had a white goon on their side. We stepped aside. So the idea that we somehow normalize this, like we also did a white supremacist sketch. I don't think we normalize white supremacy.
Not at all.
Our job is to poke fun at things. And even if it's bleak, we still poke fun at it. We were trying to humiliate a guy who was known for peeing. It's like insane.
I agree with you. Lisa said that, it was frustrating because there were people who actually were getting peed on.
Yes, and there were people like in Chaplin's movie, like there were people being hurt in World War II. Like, our job is not to, we're not law enforcement. Mm-hmm. We're equal opportunity offenders. While we did the blind white supremacists, there were still white supremacists.
Yeah. Still today.
Yes. Wait, what? But you know what I mean? Like, it. That's not our job. You know what I mean?
That a sketch like that, say, after the docuseries came on, Surviving R. Kelly, would you still do it now?
I don't think so. But I also don't know. And I don't want to be doing this thing of, like, I said to Kev, actually, Kevin Harvest just here, that going through old tweets would be like the NBA going to LeBron and going, like, you know, we saw a tape of you and you used to be 5'5". And he's like, I know, but I grew. And they're like, you owe us an apology. Like, how can you prove growth on social media? Like, there's no way to prove any of this stuff. Like, I wouldn't do it today. Okay, yeah, I wouldn't do it today. The morals are, like
culture is
Bernie
shifted.
Mac did a joke about beating his nephew to the white meat. Was he espousing child abuse? I guess if you want to take the worst possible interpretation of any of these things, I guess Bernie was espousing child abuse. I don't believe he was, but you could make an argument and you would get support and you would maybe get a hashtag to cancel Bernie because he was said beat somebody to the white meat.
Do you think people, well, we know people found humor in it back in the day. So I guess my question would be, why do you think people found humor in, like, R. Kelly's sexual affairs back in the day? But was there always a crowd of people who were against it and we just didn't hear them?
Well, you know what the thing that no one mentioned in the documentary that I was surprised by, which is, you know, I hate to say that all roads lead to blaming white people, but here we are. You know, black people, in my experience, from what I've observed, are not dying to turn over a black man to a white justice system. So people, black people weren't like, oh, let's turn this guy. I'm sure white people do the right thing by this guy. Like, no, black people have
there's a history of that not really being true.
A good reason to not trust the justice system. And that was one of our big sketches. And somebody came at me on Twitter the other night because I said that we did a sketch where Dave was defending all famous black defendants, right? He did OJ, he did R. Kelly, and he did maybe Cosby, or no, Michael Jackson. So Dave pled that maybe the P was digital, right? In the case, R. Kelly's lawyers pled they used the footage from that Little Man movie with Marlon Wayans as their defense, and he was found not guilty. So I was saying that we did a sketch comedy defense, and then R. Kelly's lawyers kind of pled the same thing and won, and they were like, are you bragging? I'm like, what kind of a maniac would brag about getting a pedophile off? No, I'm not bragging. I'm pointing out the absurdity that we pitched something as absurd comedy that then became
reality.
Yes. It's these bad faith interpretations of everyone going, what's the worst way I can interpret this? And it's its own, like, kind of sport where you can go online and take down people with status. It's fun to
but
take down.
But there's no real reward. Like, whoever's doing this to Kev or whoever.
Charlamagne, if you're sitting at a computer in Florida or whatever, worse, I don't know, I'm just kidding, somewhere. If you're
South
sitting
Dakota.
Can you imagine? If you're sitting at a computer in South Dakota and you can make Kevin Hart apologize, it's like some marionette shit. It's like amazing power
but
people have.
But you're still broke in South Dakota.
Of course you are. But
now you have something to put in your bio.
Right. They go, you know, this is still when people intro, you can get off it. You can go, oh, it's my man. You know, my man took Kevin Hart or whatever. Like, that becomes your calling card.
That's true.
And then you
and
get
so
retweeted 20,000 times.
Yeah, my man got 20,000. Like, it becomes a thing. Like, right. Oh, you know, my man, he went viral. Like, that's a thing now.
I met a guy in L.A. 2 days ago who up to me
sounds
and
like
said, you might know me. I sniffed a line of coke online and did a pterodactyl scream.
What? For real?
And
I
you know him.
To God, no, yeah. I was like.
He'll be here right after the break.
No, check it out. He's going to be on American Idol in March.
He can sing?
I guess he does music. He said he did it to get his music popped.
It worked.
He does a line of coke.
But the sad thing about that is there's some kid out there that might try that because they see it work for him.
So you become like a god. Basically, because the thing even with like with Kevin or who it literally it's just who spin the wheel. Like you could listen to this whenever there will be a new person every week. Is the idea that you're more moral than Kevin? Is that the idea? Or is the idea that you are lucky enough to have not been homophobic in public.
All right, we have more with comedian Neil Brennan when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have comedian Neil Brennan in the building. Charlamagne?
As a white man, what did you think when the video resurfaced of Louis C.K. and Ricky Gervais using the N-word with Chris Rock?
He's the blackest white guy I've ever No. And then all the negative things we think about black people.
You're saying I'm a nigger?
Yes.
I wouldn't use it anywhere.
No, exactly. These two
we
use
say
that
nigger on stage.
On stage. Yeah.
That's the difference
between, who says nigger on stage? We don't.
Well, you just did.
Okay.
You and me say nigger in private.
No.
These two guys don't.
Look, I'm in no position to. I think that the idea that Chris was supposed to confront Louis in that moment was—it's a little bit like I don't. Louis was talking about the word. He wasn't calling someone that. I think that would be Louis's defense.
He was actually referencing Chris's black people N-word joke.
Yeah, exactly. The thing about comedy is I'm not going to say there's no race and there's no gender, but funny is its own race and or gender. I know that makes no sense where people go like, how can you write for Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, and Ellen and Amy Schumer? I'm like, because they're all funny. I don't know. Like, I don't think of them as like, let me go into my lesbian woman material. It's just we're all this thing. So, and we like sort of live in our like brains. So like, To Louis, the N-word is just this thing, right? Louis also had said it in his specials on HBO. Mm-hmm. So what's Chris going to commandeer him on the air? Like, I'm glad you're here. I have a bone to pick with you. And also, they're like best friends. So Louis probably pitched it to Chris. He's probably like, he has a relationship with the N-word. And I think Chris was like, hey, it's a 45-year-old man. If he wants to say it in public, here, knock yourself out, and you will deal with the consequences. I also think it's funny that that's the Louis behavior that people wanted Chris to intervene on. Meanwhile, he's living. Yeah, right. People are like, yes, but what about the N-word? It's like, it's a bit of Al Capone on tax evasion. Like, is that our Louis problem at this point? Is the N-word?
Do you think Seinfeld's reaction was betraying comedy?
I wouldn't use it anywhere.
Yeah, that's it. That's the huge difference between you and me, I think.
Well, found the humor of it.
Yeah.
I haven't found it.
Right.
Nor do I seek it.
You know what? I saw that clip a long time ago. What did Jerry? Jerry just said he doesn't think it's funny, right? Or he doesn't find it useful for comedy, which is like, yeah, that's his choice.
That's his opinion. Right. That's
yeah,
his opinion.
Jerry's got all kinds of big opinions himself, like too. That. Yeah, like Jerry's got all kinds of opinions. Like on stage, he's squeaky clean and doesn't curse.
It would be really weird if Jerry Seinfeld said that in a, like, used the N-word in one of his stand-ups.
It would be awfully weird. Now, having said that, I have, if you want to cancel, hashtag cancel Neil. If you want to come and get me.
How have you said it, though? Have you said, like,
I've said it about it. I've said about writing it, and I've said about thinking it, calling myself the N-word. Like, it was all pretty, like, within the bounds of, like, what I consider acceptability. But again, this is 7 years ago, so.
So you wouldn't do that now? What's the difference in?
I wouldn't, and I apologize. I'm here.
Listen, one more big special from you, baby. One more special that takes Neil Brennan to the next level.
Yes, I'm not famous enough to bother canceling.
Yes.
But if this Comedians of the World thing takes off, guys, here's what we need to do. We need to spike the viewership for Comedians of the World.
We need to get Hannibal.
Then you cancel me. Then I do a comeback special where I apologize for everything. Like, that's kind of how it feels at this point. Like,
right.
Like, you know that I'm a relatively decent, right? Like, the assumption is I'm a decent dude, right?
Superficially, yeah, you seem decent.
Exactly. That's all we can do is go superficially. You seem decent. But you seem, so if you want to take a line or take a idea or take, it's like I wrote the sketch, the N-word family. Do you think I didn't say it when we were writing it? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was part of my job when I'm editing.
You're like the original Little Dicky.
I am the original Little Dicky. Thank you very much. I had to call Questlove and sing the N-word theme song.
Oh my God!
Get the
And if I'd called the wrong number, the joke I had was like, if I had dialed the wrong number and just some black dude in Philly and a white dude singing the theme song to the Like, that's just the Louis was kind of in the same position. Again, if you want to cancel both of us, I can't stop you. Can't stop you. But my argument is I'm a decent person. I do well by people of color and women, and for the most part. But I'm not perfect, and I'm a C+ student morally.
My man Neil Brennan.
Well, Neil Brennan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you guys.
Give me
your Twitter
and
Grams
and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I got @Neil Brennan on all of NEALBRENNA.
You got upcoming shows?
Not really. I just did the Netflix, and then and I've been touring, and now I kind of just got to go write a bunch of jokes and go back on the streets.
Well, we
but I'm out
appreciate
here, man.
You, Neil.
Yeah, right. I love you guys are great, and I whenever I look at the YouTube, it's all black people, and then there's an occasional white face, and it's usually me or Gary V, or who else? That's about it.
Gary, Neil. I mean, no, we get like we had who came here last year? Jonah Hill came
last year. Jonah.
I mean, that was just a few days ago.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Melissa McCarthy came last year.
Yeah, I saw that. That was great. That felt
Justin
like
Handler was here.
That felt like you guys had made it. I don't think white people know how popular you guys are.
Yeah.
Like they don't care. But guys, I care.
You know who I'm cool? Me and Amy are cool now.
I heard. I was texting her the last night. She's like, I love Charlamagne.
I like Schumer. Like,
great. I will tell him you say hello.
Her?
You said him.
Oh, yeah. I will tell him. Wow. How did my defense of comedy compare to Kevin's? Hearts.
That's a good question. I think yours was
bland. His was more spicy.
No. I think they were both good. I think they were like right there. Like I think
okay. They're both great. They're both great.
Yeah, that would be a great defensive team.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? If y'all were in a courtroom defending comedy,
yes.
Right. You and Kev would. I think y'all would win.
Yeah. Although I would say Kevin is a lot more convincing because of his tone.
No. Oh, well, he's the most... Kevin could promote garbage.
Yeah, he sold me on it.
I mean, Kevin's, like, the greatest promotional man in the history of promo. I mean, he's constantly... Did he do a plug for his new Tommy John underwear?
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
What?
But
oh,
man. He does have a DJ Khaled level of annoyance.
I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, when it comes to promoting stuff. Yeah. But it's good.
No, Kevin's the greatest. And a great guy. And, I mean, a little homophobic. I'm kidding.
See, you can't even joke like that. See, that's
going to joke like that. I mean, look, if
we're going to take that one clip. So see, even Neil Brennan said.
I mean, Kevin's the best. Thank you. Now I'm wrapping it up. All right, that's all for The Breakfast Club. This has been Neil Brennan. Check your local listings. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy. All right, thank you. God bless you.
It's
thank
Neil
you
Brennan. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, is it too late to post the 10-year challenge? Is that over on social media?
No, they're still doing it.
They're still doing it.
They did one for you.
They did one for me?
Oh, you didn't see it?
Donnell Rawlings did one for you.
Oh, he texted that to my phone. I'm talking about a real one. Somebody...
No, Power did one.
For real?
The station that we on here in New York City did
That's
one for you.
That's the one Taylor sent me?
Yeah.
That's when I was a well-done ugly nigga. Now I'm like medium rare.
You were definitely well-done back then.
Medium rare ugly.
Yeah, you're a little... Yeah, you're rare.
Whoa.
You're rare.
What are you saying? I look better?
No, I didn't say that.
I see it in your eyes.
Yeah. Dema bleach, all in skin, dema bleach.
Oh, please. Knock it off.
I didn't even participate in that challenge, but really? I always post Throwback Thursday pictures anyway.
Show me the Taylor. That's the one you sent me last night? The one that Power posted? I'm about to post that one then.
And
that's when you're about to post?
Because that waistline look right.
Can I give a shout out?
What's wrong with you, man?
This morning. Can I shout out to the Brooklyn Nets? They just named me the Global Ambassador of Diversity, Inclusion, and Community Engagement.
Okay.
And so yesterday I was at the Nets game and we actually beat the Celtics.
They won.
How much it would have hurt me if we didn't win that game where they announced it?
Yeah, well, up 27.
Like,
they were up 27.
Win. And they ended up winning by 7 at the end.
Oh, boy.
I was getting very, very nervous. Shout out to Taylor Works and Mike Kaiser. They were sitting with me last night, courtside. So we had a good time. And to Maurice and to Manny and to everybody from the Brooklyn Nets and Maureen and everyone who actually made that happen for me.
Okay,
drop one includes bombs for Angela Yee, damn it.
I go to the Nets games now.
I was about to try to repeat that long-ass title you got, but I'm...
All you
got
to remember is DICE. That's how I remember it, because that's what the... what do you call it? The acronym is.
Okay.
It's Diversity, Inclusion, and Community Engagement. DICE. That I have to think it in my head. I'm DICE.
Gotcha.
Rolling the DICE.
All right. Now we got rumors on the way?
Yes. Soulja Boy really wants to come up here to the Breakfast Club. And we're going to make that happen. He said he's not even scared about what Charlamagne might ask him. I was watching him on Marriage Boot Camp. I don't know if you guys have been watching that show, the Hip Hop Edition.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Soulja Boy ain't going to come up here with all that yelling, though. I know that much.
Yes,
what
he
you going to do?
I'm going to take my goddamn belt off.
Oh, you going to show him a good time? You going to take your belt off and buckle your pants?
I'm going to take my damn belt off. I ain't all that noise in my damn studio.
That's what you're
I'll be come up here yelling. Come on, Soulja Boy, bring it.
Soulja Young Man.
I'm going to take my belt off.
You know his net worth is $30 million.
Mine is 10, and guess what? That's a lie. So I know.
You don't believe his net worth?
No. Nobody's net worth's online that actually is real. No.
You didn't buy his game console?
Huh?
You know he has that game console.
Man, no, man. I mean, I don't even, to be honest with you, I don't even know what net worth is. I just know that mine says $10 million, and I don't have $10
million. Well, it calculated your assets and all that other
right.
stuff. His assets, not his, you know what, forget it.
My ass is worth way more than
I don't today. Like how you said assets.
All right. Rumors on the way is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
Well, Terry Crews was on Watch What Happens Live over the weekend, and he talked about coming forward about being sexually assaulted. That happened in 2017 that he came forward, and here's what he had to say about support.
When it first happened, there was none
right.
for a long time, but the people who surprised me the most were Black women. Black men did not want any part of it. A lot of guys was just like, man, you weak, you sorry. You should have hit him, you should have knocked him out, you should have did all this stuff. And Black women were like, no, no, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, so he's just basically saying that, and if you guys recall what happened, he said a higher level Hollywood executive, Adam Bennett, actually grabbed and squeezed his crotch at a party back in 2016. And, you know, he just didn't know what to do at the time. It was shocking for him. All right. Now, Soulja Boy, tell him he had a lot of things to say while he was on his social media page. And one of those things that he was saying on his live stream was basically about him having the best comeback. Would you say he did?
No.
No.
And he mentioned you, Charlamagne.
He did not. First of all, I didn't even. What consists
Here
of a comeback?
Is. Here it is.
I had the biggest comeback of 2018. I made $375,000 in 14 days. Tiger. Talk about Tiger. I'm going to New York right now to do the Breakfast Club. I know Charlamagne the Guy going to have some funny slick say out his mouth, but it's all good, though, because you know what? I made $375,823.50 in 14 days. So Charlamagne the Guy can say whatever the he want to say, because you know what? I'm getting money. Tell ya.
We ain't even interviewed him yet.
Soulja Young Man.
We didn't say nothing to him.
Soulja Young Man, you're overthinking this Breakfast Club.
Soulja Man.
Okay, just know that when you don't lie, you don't have to remember what you said. And I don't care how much money you got. We all get money. All right? The only thing you need to come in here with is truth, honesty, and a positive spirit.
Wouldn't the biggest comeback of 2018 be Meek Mill?
I don't even think Meek was a comeback. I thought Meek been here. Like, I don't know who
Well, I guess back. He had the beef with Drake, and then he was in jail. It was a pretty tough.
Yeah, Meek had a big comeback.
He had a breakup.
He came out, with a huge record, huge album. Things are going great for him. I think Meek had the biggest comeback.
I would have given it to Tyga. You know what I'm saying?
Over Meek?
Yeah,
because
Tiger was Meek still had a name. Tiger was like kind of done out here after the whole Kylie thing. He didn't have no records. Then he come with the number one record.
Tiger always had a record.
Tiger always had a record. It was Tiger always had.
Don't
music.
Google. I see your little fingers working.
I don't remember.
Exactly. But Tiger always had a record. And then Tiger's from the West, so his records are big on the West side.
No.
Yes, they are.
Taste was a huge comeback for Tiger.
He had a record before Taste.
I don't remember it. Neither do you.
All right. Now here's what Soulja Boy had to say about Kanye West as well.
Kanye West, all you did was kiss a couple ass at Louis Vuitton and Adidas, and came out with a couple goofy pair of tennis shoes. I'm Young Draco. I came out with my own video game console and made $1 million and made Nintendo come and try to sue me. I'm the reason when Kanye West act cocky, because you know why? When I first got on with Crank That Soulja Boy and I was 16 years old and I had the number one song in the country, Kanye West was standing outside my motherfucking van. I didn't know who the fuck he was. My manager opened the door and said, hey man, say what's up to Jay-Z artist. This is Kanye West. He got an album called College Dropout. I said, I don't give a fuck. get out my face.
You should have spoken to him.
One thing that's not going to happen in the Breakfast Club studio is all that yelling and screaming.
Come on, bring it, Soulja Boy. Let's go.
All that yelling and screaming is not going to happen.
You know what?
In the
I interviewed Soulja Boy when he was 16 years old, like early on.
So is this a 10-year challenge?
I was just thinking about how he acted back then because
he was calm, shy.
He was actually very shy and very nervous. And every question, he would look over at the label at people, and they would like give him a little nod to what he could say. He was very cautious back then.
Why does he keep yelling about making $300-something thousand in 13 days?
14 days.
14 days. But the second time it was $1 million.
But why? What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
He's making money. He said he had the biggest comeback. Now, I tell you who's looking for Soulja Boy right now, Schoolboy Q.
The IRS.
He's not even barely on social media. And he said, bruh, I'm begging you, please help me get Soulja Boy in my next video. Like, ASAP, I'm looking for Big Draco. So when he comes up here, let's hook that up, make that happen. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Wow. All right. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Charlamagne.
What are you giving that?
See? All that yelling ain't gonna fly.
Tell him, Charlamagne.
All right.
Who are you giving that donkey to? Okay.
You worth $10 million. Let him know. You the reason why today, Kanye acts so cocky.
Today is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
Don't make me feel bad.
Yes. Today is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
Stop yelling.
And he did not march from Selma to Montgomery for y'all niggas to be in here acting like this. All right. And nor did he march from Selma to Montgomery for this young man, Malik Millet, to do what he did. So before after the hour, we will discuss.
Y'all get a day's up next.
Okay.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. If you want to slander The Breakfast Club, call us right now. Hello, who's this?
This is Miss Friday.
Hey, Miss Friday. It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. I've heard that forever, Envy. And I was calling to slander you this morning, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Go in, Miss Friday. Go in.
Okay, Charlamagne. Angela, we love y'all. Envy, I love you, too. But, Envy,
yes.
I've got to let you know, from your social media, we all see how you've been getting money. And we respect the hustle. But the Christmas pictures, they were a little taunting in reference to other people that are not out here getting it like you. I would have rather you showed us ways and different things other than flipping the houses on how to give back and take care of our families for the communities. Also, Envy, you seem to be a little biased. Like, you're riding this Cardi B train, but you don't show Nicki no love.
I love Nicki. I love Cardi B, too, but I do. If you follow my Instagram, you see that I talk about my toys for my toy drive. I talk about the Thanksgiving drive that I do and in the mentoring, and I also try to help people to learn how to make money, not just put money in their face. I do the real estate. I do a whole bunch of things. So if you would follow me and stop looking at that, maybe you see other things
it's
as well.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm waiting for that beige curve.
She says she loves you.
But I knew the beige was going to come out.
I'm trying to teach you if you just listen and just watch. I'm trying to teach you.
I was waiting for the beige rage to make an appearance.
It's not. That's funny to you?
It's hilarious.
Nelson, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You want to slander Charlamagne?
I want to slander Charlamagne and Yee.
Oh, go ahead.
Let's go.
Hi, Nelson.
I'll start off kind of positive. I want to just start off by saying I love the show now, and I appreciate what y'all doing.
But
I appreciate y'all changing with the climate change, you know, society-wise. But look, there was this one specific show where Charlamagne, this is where your slander come in, where you masturbate on your knees. Now, look, that's your thing. It ain't my thing, whatever. But during that session, DJ Envy asked Angela Yee, after Angela Yee talked about and shamed Charlamagne for doing that, he said, Angie, do you masturbate like that? And she said, oh, that's not none of your business. I think that's inappropriate. How are you going to find that inappropriate after you talked about them masturbating, but when somebody says something to you about anything, you're like, oh, I got a boyfriend. Oh, that's inappropriate.
I can't imagine I said that's inappropriate. I'll have to look back at that. But I didn't bring up the whole masturbating on my knees. He brought that up on his own free will.
But you partook in the conversation, and you should have done it all the way. You know what I'm saying? Charlamagne, I got an issue with you. I feel like when... Come on, now. I feel like when... It's the issue with women, you try to, like, overdo it. Like, oh, women are like, okay, women trying to be equal, that's great. But you make it to where they're over us. If we're going to be equal, equal.
We are over you.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if you know or not, but women are the CEOs of my life.
They are.
Okay, I think God could possibly be a black woman. So I don't know what you're talking about, sir. I know my wife runs my life. My mother runs my life. All my homegirls run my life. I don't know what you're talking about. My daughters run my life. Sorry.
Daytria.
Daytria is in the building representing Virginia. Good morning.
Good morning. You want to slander Yee?
You know, every time I hear Yeast, I think the Yeast. I hate the name. I can deal with Angela.
She didn't make
Angela
Yeast. I don't know.
She didn't make that name, Mama.
And by the way, you eat yeast every day.
She has a yeast infection, Yee. Be sensitive to her. Okay? Clearly, she has a yeast infection.
Her name sounds itchy, and I just hate it.
That's all right. That yeast infection
I'll
you got,
change my
Mom.
Name to Angela Monistat.
Angela Monistat.
That left wall of hers is itching so crazy right now. So you got to be sensitive to our
That's
callers.
Inappropriate.
Andrew.
Hey, good morning.
Who you want to slander, sir?
DJ Envy, I got to slander you real quick. I got a problem with, like, how insecure you are. When Angela Yee...
Awesome, Issa Rae.
When Angela Yee goes on vacation, right, you do the rumor report. When Charlamagne goes on vacation, you let the community do Donkey of the Day. But when you go on vacation, you still try to do that DJ Envy...
You should let me do a Yee mix.
People's Choice. Why don't you let somebody else do the...
Yeah, I've done the Yee mix a couple of times. And
Issa Beige.
He actually deaded the Yee mix.
Andrew...
Yeah.
You're right. I'm insecure. I'm not going to let nobody come in and do my mix.
Issa B.
Matter of fact, I don't even want to give somebody that thought. I don't even want anybody to think about that. All right. Slander the Breakfast Club.
Envy Ray is hard.
585-1051. If you want to slander the Breakfast Club, call us now. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. If you want to slander the Breakfast Club, call us right now. Hello, who's this?
This is Miss Friday.
Hey, Miss Friday. It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. I've heard that forever, Envy, and I was calling Miss Slander you this morning, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Go in, Miss Friday. Go in.
Okay, Charlamagne. Angela, we love y'all. Envy, I love you, too. But, Envy, yes. I've got to let you know, from your social media, we all see how you've been getting money, and we respect the hustle. But the Christmas pictures, they were a little taunting in reference to other people that are not out here getting it like you. I would have rather you showed us ways and different things other than flipping the houses on how to give back and take care of our families for the communities. Also, Envy, you seem to be a little biased. Like, you're riding this Cardi B train, but you don't show Nicki no love.
I love What's Nicki. I love Cardi B, too, but I do. If you follow my Instagram, you see that I talk about my toys for my toy drive. I talk about the Thanksgiving drive that I do and in the mentoring, and I also try to help people to learn how to make money, not just put money in their face. I do the real estate. I do a whole bunch of things. So if you would follow me and stop looking at that, maybe you see other things
it's
as well.
The Breakfast Club.
I was waiting for that beige curve.
I'm waiting for that beige turn.
She says she loves you.
Yeah, but I knew the beige was going to come out. I'm
trying to teach you if you just listen and just watch. I'm trying to teach you.
I was waiting for the beige rage to make an appearance.
It's not. That's funny to you?
It's hilarious.
All right. Nelson, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You want to slander Charlamagne?
I want to slander Charlamagne and Yee.
Oh, go ahead.
Let's go.
Hi, Nelson.
I'll start off kind of positive. I want to just start off by saying I love the show now, and I appreciate what y'all doing.
But
I appreciate y'all changing with the climate change, you know, society-wise. But look, there's this one specific show where Charlamagne, this is where your slander come in, where you masturbate on your knees. Now, look, that's your thing. It ain't my thing, whatever. But during that session, DJ Envy asked Angela Yee, after Angela Yee talked about and shamed Charlamagne for doing that, he said, Angie, do you masturbate like that? And she said, oh, that's not none of your business. I think that's inappropriate. How are you going to find that inappropriate after you talked about them masturbating, but when somebody says something to you about anything, you're like, oh, I got a boyfriend. That's inappropriate.
I can't imagine I said that's inappropriate. I'll have to look back at that. But I didn't bring up the whole masturbating on my knees. He brought that up on his own free will.
But you partook in the conversation, and you should have done it all the way. You know what I'm saying? Charlamagne, I got an issue with you. I feel like when it's the issue with women, you try to, like, overdo it. Like, oh, women are like, okay, women trying to be equal, that's great. but you make it to where they're over us. If we're going to be equal.
We are over you.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if you know or not, but women are the CEOs of my life.
They are.
Okay, I think God could possibly be a black woman. So I don't know what you're talking about, sir. I know my wife runs my life. My mother runs my life. All my homegirls run my life. I don't know what you're talking about. My daughters run my life. Sorry.
Daytria.
Daytria is in the building representing Virginia. Good morning.
Good morning. You want to slander Yee?
You know, every time I hear Yeast, I think the Yeast. I hate the name. I can deal with Angela.
She didn't make that name, Mama.
And by the way, you eat yeast every day.
She has a yeast infection, Yee. Be sensitive to her. Okay? Clearly, she has a yeast infection.
Her name sounds itchy, and I just hate it.
That's all right. That yeast infection
I'll
you've
change
got,
my
Mom.
Name to Angela Monistat.
Angela Monistat.
That left wall of hers is itching so crazy right now. So you got to be sensitive to our
That's
callers.
That's inappropriate.
Andrew.
Hey, good morning.
Who you want to slander, sir?
DJ Envy, I got to slander you real quick. I got a problem with, like, how insecure you are. When Angela Yee...
Awesome, Issa Rae.
When Angela Yee goes on vacation, right, you do the rumor report. When Charlamagne goes on vacation, you let the community do Donkey of the Day. But when you go on vacation, you still try to do that DJ Envy...
You should let me do a Yee mix.
People's Choice. Why don't you let somebody else do the
Yee Yeah, choice? I've done
right,
the Yee mix a couple of times. And
huh? Issa Beige.
He actually did it. He did it, the Yee mix.
Andrew.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm insecure. I'm not going to let nobody come in and do my mix.
Issa Bae.
Matter of fact, I don't even want to give somebody that thought. I don't want anybody to think about that. All right. Slander the Breakfast Club.
Envy Ray is horrible.
585-1051. If you want to slander the Breakfast Club, call us now. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Monistat, Charlamagne Tha God. It's Slander the Breakfast Club.
With my insecure friend, DJ Envy.
800-585-1051.
The insecure mix coming up.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, man, it's Poppy from Florida, man.
Poppy.
I want to send a Charlamagne first. Yo, Charlamagne, man, just talking about Sarah Body that you bleach you, man. You know, and it's all good to come out of say that, you know, because you're from Africa, right? You're from Nigeria. Well, you're not, but
what? Andy. I don't even know what you just said. All I heard was bleaching.
Yeah, man, I said just come out to everybody that you bleaching, you know?
Just say you bleaching.
You could do some type of endorsement for a bleaching brand.
I would never insult Dr. Natasha Sandy, the greatest dermatologist in the world, by saying
just
such a thing.
Just come out, man. DJ Envy, I got something for you, man. Let's.
Hello.
Come out one day and tell everybody that you gay, you know, or you like
what?
Or whatever it is, man. Just come out. It's okay, man. They're going to accept you. You heard me?
I thought I was the gay one.
You are the gay one. I guess I'm the gay one, too, now. We gay together. Bert and Ernie. Go ahead. Now, hey, that's it? That's all you got?
Angela Yee.
Yes.
You're giving out all of these relationship advice, right? Like, mm-hmm. You're doing those things. Now, if you ever come out one day, I want to get her on the radio, all right?
If I ever come out.
If your boyfriend ever cheated on you or whatever, come out and tell everybody what you did.
What?
Okay.
No, I'm going to say it again, Clarity. I said.
A clarity.
Come out. If your boyfriend ever cheated on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever goes on in your relationship, I want to come out and tell everybody.
Okay.
All right, bro. All right.
No problem. I have no problem talking about my ex-boyfriend cheating on me. If my current boyfriend cheats on me, I won't have one.
You understood what he said?
I don't know, but I'm just trying to help.
Roberto!
What's up, DJ FB? What's going on?
Roberto!
What's happening? What's happening, Angie? Go. I want to slander you today, DJ FB. We got to talk.
K!
Listen, you say you deleted everything R. Kelly from your computer?
See, Poppy.
So you deleted Step in the Name of Love.
Yes, yeah, see.
I Believe I Can Fly.
See.
Everything R. Kelly, because the songs are negative.
See, I cannot support him anymore. He's a pedophile.
Please don't do that fake accent, or I'm going to have to slander you.
Did you delete Maxwell Fortunate?
No.
All right, Charlamagne.
R. Kelly wrote and produced that. Did you delete Life by KC and JoJo?
And you know, Emmy loves Maxwell.
R. Kelly produced and wrote that, too.
You're not listening, Sammy Sosa. You're not listening. If you're going to delete R. Kelly, you have to delete the whole laptop, my friend, because what have you played lately that's positive? What song in your laptop right now that you play that is positive?
Ooh, Kendrick Lamar.
Ooh, we got you
Kendrick
now.
Kendrick Lamar. What song right now? You think
got you now.
I know a song. I can name a song he played that was positive.
What song?
Smile, bitch. Smile, bitch. You need
life.
To smile. You too angry.
Going
back and forth with you. I'm living my best life.
Ain't going back and
why
forth.
Why y'all not let people slander us?
Hey.
He did. All right, let's go to one more. All right, let's go to line. Who is this? Marky, good morning. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Is this Marky?
Yes.
Hey, Marky, who you want to slander?
Everybody.
Are you in the bathroom?
No.
You sound like you're pooping right now.
Are you sure?
Oh, my gosh, no. I'm not. I just at work.
Okay.
I just walked out of my office. I was, like, about to go get breakfast. But now I'm walking to go get breakfast. I work at FAU in Florida. And so, first of all, I've been trying to call y'all for a long time, so I got a lot to say. I'm slandering all of y'all.
Okay, let's go.
So, Angela, I think you're beautiful. You're an inspiration, so I have nothing to slander about you. Charlamagne is going to stop slandering my state.
Florida.
I am a proud, beautiful black woman from Florida, and I have a lot going for myself. We are not all crazy.
You tell
That's
them.
Right. Shout out to you.
DJ Envy.
Thank you for calling, mama.
You know, I don't really got much to slander about you. You know, you keep raising those beautiful children and them girls.
That's what I'm talking about.
Charlamagne, I have been listening to your book, and I will listen to your other book. Angela, you need to write some books.
I'm working on my book right now, boo.
And then whoever tweets for y'all, y'all need to get me to tweet for y'all because I was really upset. This is my real slander. I was really upset when you all had Lisa Van Allen come to your show, and the tweet did not align with the voice of I Feel Your Show.
Oh, you want a job.
Did it have to do with the with R. Kelly liking things in his anus?
Yes. I feel like your show is more aligned with a little bit more moral.
It was sensationalized. It was a sensationalized tweet, whoever tweeted that.
Taylor.
Yes.
You just got to throw Taylor under the bus.
That was Taylor.
She's part of the Breakfast Club.
Don't do that because she answered the phone, and when I said about who I was going to slander, I said, whoever runs the Twitter, she said, you going to slander me? I said, I'm sorry, but I just didn't like that.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Thank you, Mama.
All right. You guys have a nice day. You can find me on Twitter, Journey Del Mar. On Instagram, Journey Del Mar. If you want to look at my page, I look really nice. You know.
All right, Mama.
Make sure you flush the toilet.
Bye. Slander the Breakfast Club, 800-585-1051. Now, Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Well, since she brought up R. Kelly, let's talk about what he's dealing with right now every single day. He doesn't even care about his songs getting pulled from streaming services. I'll tell you what he's more concerned with.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Meek Mill has announced that he will be on Saturday Night Live. This is going to be the first time that he's actually been on Saturday Night Live, so congratulations to him.
Oh, good for Saturday Night Live.
That's going to be on January
26th. That's dope.
You know, some of these shows be culturally clueless. So somebody at Saturday Night Live said, you know who'd be great to have on the show that would make us look cool? Meek Mill. Yes.
Yeah, not bad. All right, and also congratulations to Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. They are having a baby, as you know, with the surrogate. And here's what they had to say about what sex the child is going to be.
Are you working on another child?
We are.
That's great.
Yes.
Wow. Do you have a due date?
We do. Sometime soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
We do. It's a boy.
Oh, congratulations to them.
Congratulations. Kids are always a blessing.
And I want to tell a lot of women out there that may be in a relationship and not ready to have a baby that you can actually freeze your eggs, and a lot of insurance companies actually cover it. So you don't necessarily have to pay that in full.
What makes you think those women don't know that?
No, because a lot of women don't.
Oh.
I talked to a lot of people. They didn't know that they think it's a very expensive thing, but a lot of insurance companies actually cover it. So if you're getting 30 years old, 31, and you're not there, freeze the eggs.
I got mad homegirls who froze the eggs.
Absolutely.
In the past couple years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people have been freezing their eggs as of late.
Yes.
So. Yeah. Just because sometimes people aren't ready to have a baby and they want to make sure there's no issues later on down the line, because
right.
You never know.
A lot of insurance is covered.
All right, now let's discuss Lauren London and Nipsey Hussle. Apparently, people really thought they were engaged. They were doing a photo shoot, and I'm sure you guys have seen these pictures. The photos will run in GQ magazine, and they look like, you know, they're engaged. They're like engagement photos. Well, even though Nipsey Hussle said, it ain't an engagement shoot, it's a GQ magazine shoot with my girl, a lot of people still don't believe him. They think they're trying to hide the fact that they're engaged. But congratulations to them if they are.
Why would they be hiding the fact that they're
I don't know.
Engaged?
Maybe they want to secretly be engaged and not have to the world in on it, because then everybody weighs in and has things to say. They want to enjoy it.
That is true.
Between themselves. Who knows? Mm-hmm.
Because everything is not everybody's business. Like, just because they don't make announcements to the world doesn't mean that they're trying to hide it either.
And yeah, they have to know doing a photo shoot that's an engagement photo shoot would make people think that they're engaged.
Really engaged, yeah.
Yeah, but
much.
They said they're not. A rep for Nipsey also says it was just a photo shoot with GQ magazine. They are not engaged. But other people connected to the shoot say that they definitely did get engaged.
Only rich people have photo shoots for engagements, by the way. Because I'm saving my money for the actual photos of the wedding.
Listen, I mean, people can. It's just, it doesn't have to be expensive, but they can have engagements.
When did this gender reveal thing start?
I have no idea. I got five kids. I've never done one, so I had to be within the last 2 years.
I feel like it's so new. I've never heard of this until recently.
I've been disappointed. Not disappointed, but I've been disappointed at every gender reveal I've ever had in my life. And that's when you're sitting in the doctor's office and they're doing the sonogram and they're like, oh, it's a girl. It's a girl.
Don't say you're disappointed. Stop that. Yeah. Don't say that. That don't sound good.
A healthy baby.
I'm not disappointed, but I'm disappointed, but not disappointed.
That's the same.
People know what I mean.
Nothing
I love my girls, but I wanted a boy, too.
Beautiful black girls.
Well, you know, you can set it up. You can have a boy.
I was tried to do that for the third one, and I, you know, shot the club up a little early. So we done. Shop is closed. Okay. Unless we get another oven to bake it in. That's what a surrogate is, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow, you're considering that, too?
Yeah, that or adoption, honestly, yeah.
All right, well, girls are a blessing.
Yes, they are.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
Revolt! We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Let's go! Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, salute to 50 Cent, man.
50 is the petty of all petty people.
See, I understand 50 because 50 is a cancer
me
like
too.
Me.
Me too. I'm not a cancer, but
you
I understand.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand all cancers, you know? And I just appreciate 50 Cent's level of petty. When 50 Cent got his foot on your neck, he got his foot on your neck. Okay.
But also with 50, if he's your guy, he will always support you and make sure that he holds you down.
Because that's what cancers do. That's how cancers are. Cancers can be your best friend or your worst enemy. Really, the choice is yours.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. All right, and also shout to Neil Brennan for joining us this morning.
Salute to my guy, Neil Brennan. Go watch that full interview on Breakfast Club YouTube page.
Yeah, pretty funny. It turned around and he ended up interviewing us.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's because, you know, Neil used to be on the Chance podcast, so he has a history in that. And Neil got jewels, man. Neil been in this game a long time. He's written for Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle. Like, he's like the Black Whisperer.
The Black Whisperer?
Yeah.
What is the Black Whisperer?
He's the white guy who's in the black people's ears. You know what I mean? So when other white people really want to know what's going on with the black people, they go to Neil and they go, Neil, what are they really thinking? You know?
Okay, then.
All right. All right, well, when we come back, we got your positive note. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
You got a positive note?
Yes, and the positive note is simply this, man. Always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. That is from the great Don Miguel Ruiz, by the way.
Okay.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.